But first, a quiz. Which Radio 1 legend returns to Channel 4 next week as the host of his own quiz night? That's right! The answer is Chris Moyles!
Hi, everybody. Hello.
Oh, let's have a drink. Do you want a drink?
I'm off the drink.
Woohoo! Party time. Party time.
No, no, it's because I'm an alcoholic.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I'm not really.
No.
No, I'm just trying to lose a bit of weight. So, I know I don't need to because I look amazing. You know, I watch this show every week, and especially since I know I've been coming on it, and I'm like, I watch how people sit on these sofas.
Yeah.
Because I'm quite self-conscious about looking, like, slouchy on telly. And as soon as I came on, I'm like that. Hi, Alan. Oh! Oh, I wasn't that bad. But I'm like...
I think you've still a bit more weight to lose there, Chris.
Sorry.
Yeah, congratulations.
I'm fat, not pregnant.
No. No. On your contract.
Oh yeah, I just resigned.
So 2014.
Well, I know, I'm nuts. I've resigned the contract to Radio 1, which is nice. And because I spend half my life saying, no, I'm not leaving all the time. So it's nice to sign a kind of longer contract so all the newspapers would shut up. And start going. Because I've been getting fired since 2006.
It's a bit of a to everyone.
It is. Yeah, it's nice to do that. But more than that, it's nice to just everyone can shut up and stop going, you know, when are you leaving? Are you leaving? I've heard you're leaving. I'm not fucking leaving. I'm staying. All right?
Yeah. Good. Yeah. We're glad to have you. And we're glad you're staying.
Thank you.
Now, I've worked it out on my little calculator.
Right.
When 2014, when your contract comes to an end,
yeah,
you're going to be 40.
I'm going to be what?
40.
No, I won't.
Yes, you are.
No,
my little calculator never lies.
In 2014?
Yeah.
I'm 24 now.
Oh.
24 now. So I'll
Those
be,
early
I'll
mornings
20...
are really messing with your face. But I mean, like, you're 40. I mean, what are you going to be like? Because if you're, it's like a Radio 1 young breakfast show. If you start playing records and you're going, oh.
I can't believe it. Seriously, you're as bad as the papers. I've only just signed my new contract. The ink is still wet, and you're going, yeah, but when you're 40, you can't be playing S Club 7 and talking to the kids, big up yourself. What can you do? I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. I know.
What?
You've been sent by Radio 2 to try and lure me in to the old fogey network.
Yes,
I ain't going.
And I work on Radio 2 and you're always slagging off Radio 2, saying all we play is Shania Twain. Which is right a lot of the time, but listen. Now, last week on your show,
yeah,
you had this brilliant bit called Face Your Fears.
Yeah, that's right.
What was your fear?
I'm not a big fan of dogs. I like dogs, but, like, I don't like dogs when they jump up and they're too giddy or when they bark or when they look like dogs. I don't mind... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and you go to someone's house and the dog's like that.
Oh, no, I can't
and they
see
go, it. He likes you! And I'm like that. So they brought, like, an ex-police dog on and they put the protective thing on my arm and they literally let him go. Oh, there you go, look. And he just launches out this cage, going... like that. And he's 8 stone, that dog, and literally you get pulled down. But I was all right, I was brave, I did it. Look, there he's chewing on my arm.
Where does this phobia of dogs come from? Was you touched by a dog when you
No,
were
I just... It's just the usual, just, you know, bitten when I was bitten...
Oh.
When I was bitten, I was bitten by...
Look at you, stuttering. Is it really that bad?
No.
You're all right.
I was
love.
I got bitten when I was a child.
Point to where the dog touched you.
Up north in Leeds. No, it's just a little dog bit my finger, that's all. And
a little
things.
Dog bit your finger?
It was a little yappy thing.
You're scared of dogs?
Don't take the mickey out of me. You're scared of vaginas, and I'm scared of them, so... Nothing to be scared about there.
There's not one behind me, is there? I know a dog that you are going to love.
Right.
My Bev, is, you know my red setter called Bev? She's so beautiful. And I'm going to get her for you.
What,
you
now?
Can... No, yeah, wait there, yeah, she will.
No, don't,
wait.
No, don't.
Oh, no, wait there, wait there, wait there. Can you just hold this chicken there
for me? Oh, no! No, no, no! Really, are you not, you know, she's not really here.
Oh, she will...
I'm not scared, but I just... It's, I don't want to get...
No, no, no.
Oh, bye, Jane. Oh, it's like a dog assassin. Whoa, no, 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 not me! No, 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 no! Bev, yeah, Bev, no, no, no. No!
What are you doing?
Chicken!
Bev, there's a bit of chicken. Bev, chicken.
No!
Chicken, get the chicken. Now I know a dog that you'll love. I know, and I will know a dog. This is my new dog. Joyce. You can't be scared of this one.
I'm not.
Oh, okay. Oh, look. So, oh.
Hiya. You all right?
You're still a little bit scared. Have I'm a just, cuddle.
No, I can't hold the dog.
Look at her little face.
I can't. It's got claws.
Oh. Okay, I'll put Joyce back in her kennel.
Oh. Bev!
She's shaking.
That dog's not even cold-bloody Bev, is it? Tony!
You can't be scared of my little Bev.
I'm not. I'll be honest. I think I just shat myself a little bit.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I can feel it. I do, yeah.
Can I ask you about your love life?
Yeah. What? Yeah, it won't take long.
No. Oh, come off it. Are you single?
I'm kind of single.
You kind of single? you came out of a long relationship.
Yeah, yeah, I did,
and
yeah.
You're like now free and
yeah,
single.
Yeah, kind of single. Yeah. I'm seeing a couple of...
A couple?
A couple of names.
Do these names know about the other name?
Yes, they do.
They're really into that.
Would you like to meet them?
Yeah.
This is Parmella and this is Handria.
Oh, no.
You know that?
How is single life treating you?
It's all right, you know. Do you know the weirdest thing about it is because I haven't been single for quite a long time, and I'm having to learn things that I've either forgotten about or didn't realise. So I'm learning. I'm cooking for myself now. So I get the cookery book out because I'm trying to look after myself. And I'm going to make a chili con carne and I need this much meat and I pour the things in and I do it and I'm stirring it all up and I realise serves 4 to 6 people. And so I make the chili on a Monday and I eat on a Tuesday. I'm like a Craig David song. It's literally... Yeah. Whatever I make on Monday, yeah. I'm eating Tuesday and Wednesday. Yeah.
But what do you look for in a woman? Do you like blondes? Do you like dark hair?
I don't... Like, I like women who don't go, ugh.
No.
And if a woman kind of goes, he's all right, then that's a bonus. I'll take that.
It's the people with low self-esteem. You can do so much better. Look at you, you're looking great. You got a new 2-year contract, you slimmed down.
Thanks.
You got that little George Michael stubby face thing.
Can I just say, Alan, it's amazing. You should go into counselling. You made me feel so much better about myself.
I was only trying to help.
And what a marvellous job you've just done.
Chris Moore's Chris Nuts back on Channel 4 next Friday, right after Chatty Man.
Oh, yes! Am looking forward to it. And as long as people watch it, because we're on... Yes, we're on after this show next week at 10:30.
We've got a little clip of the new series here. Shall we have a little look?
Oh, I don't
A little mean. Taster.
So the question one for us, we've got to predict who they've chosen.
I'm sorry,
hey,
who?
I'm
who,
quiet now.
Who's Dick? What'd you say? What the hell kind of show is this, man? It's a pre-dick or after the dick?
Right, basically, I said it. I'm not even Scottish. I don't know why I'm talking about this.
This has been back at my mum and dad's house.
Whoa.
Cuba, it's just popped over.
Like Cuba's going to bend over.
No.
Nice meeting you all. I'm out.
Cuba's going to stop. Cuba, no, come back.
I'm out.
There's no bending over.
You get my hands up, Alice.
And I'm on the new series. And I think I'm on the first one.
I think so, yeah. I think you are.
A double helping of Alan Carr on a Friday night.
Now,
that woman's swallowing six. Who else is coming on? Because I did it with America Ferrera.
America Ferrera, who played Ugly Betty, yep. And Kimberly from the formerly of the Pussycat Dolls, and Cuba Gooding Jr. is doing the show. Ice Cube is doing the show.
Ice Cube!
Oh, yeah. Ice Mother in Cube. Jimmy Carr's come on the show. We got loads. Basically, anyone who hasn't done Chatty Man the last few weeks, we're after them.
Yeah.
So.
Congratulations on your new contract.
Thanks, Alan.
And good luck with the new series of Quiznos.
Thank you. And can I just say thank you for inviting me on the show? And I'm very much looking forward to sitting over there and watching you and Eddie Izzard. I'm a massive Eddie Izzard fan, by the way.
Oh,
so
wow.
I love Eddie. He's on our show.
Stay there, love. Please.
Really?
Chris Miles, everyone.